a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Circulate those. Speaking of pages, why don't you step up and introduce yourselves in the microphone here. Make sure it's on so we can, so everyone listening at home, your parents and friends and colleagues can hear you.
My name is Jocelyn Clausen, and I'm from Sioux Falls.
Welcome.
My name is Landon Fanning. I'm from Kennebec.
Welcome. Hope you enjoy your stay here in State Affairs. With that, I would ask the secretary to please call the roll.
Representative Konzett, Gibson,
here.
Gausch,
here.
Hansen,
here.
Hunhoff,
here.
Killer,
here.
Musterman,
here.
Nostrup,
here.
Parsley,
here.
Virtue,
here.
Wink,
here.
Cronin,
here.
Lust,
here.
Mr. Chair, there's a quorum.
We have a quorum. I would ask for a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Moved by Wink, second by Virtue. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Those minutes are passed. All right. Let's take a look at our calendar today. A couple cleanup items. We are going to defer House Bill 1139. Is there anyone here to testify on House Bill 1139? Anybody present? And I've been asked also to defer House Bill 1161. Is there anyone here to testify on House Bill 1161? Anyone? I see a friendly and familiar face in the back of the room. Welcome back, Representative Carol Pitts. Welcome. I hope things are well in Brookings. You have your representative to thank for that, at least one on this committee. Very, very well. Let's move forward then with the two remaining bills we do have on our calendar. We will take proponent testimony on House Bill 1170. Proponent testimony, House Bill 1170, an act to repeal the requirement for a secondary election if the candidates for the United States Senate, United States House of Representatives, or governor do not receive a sufficient percentage of the votes cast during a primary election. Proponent testimony, please.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Patricia Miller, Deputy Secretary of State. And I have asked that an amendment be passed out.
Then let me just stop you there. Are you the only proponent that you?
I am.
Are you the primary proponent, or are you expecting a certain senator?
I am hoping that Senator Kirkaby or Representative Campbell will be at the meeting shortly.
Okay.
We did not know that the first two bills were going to be deferred.
Okay. Well, if you prefer, we could move to 1180 and take this next.
Right.
That'll give you some time to round them up. I don't want to have you be the sole proponent if that's not the case.
Thank you.
So let's do that. Let's instead move to 1180. We can take that up, Representative Parsley, if you're prepared to take that up, and that'll give time to locate the proponents on 1170. So, House Bill 1180, an act to allow veterans to receive credit for certain military training and experience. Proponent testimony on House Bill 1180.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, Scott Parsley, Representative District 8, Lake Moody, Minor, and Sanborn Counties. Mr. Chairman, if I might, since I wasn't quite ready yet, I have something laying over in the desk.
Certainly.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I bring this bill this morning on behalf of the veterans service groups in South Dakota, the VFW, which I am a lifetime member of the American Legion, Disabled American Vets, as well as the hundreds of veterans that we have serving around the world to defend this country and defend freedom in the world. The purpose of this bill is to allow our veterans who are working in different areas around the country, around the world, in different trades and crafts or different MSOs that would be transferred to work that we do in the civilian world be given credit for time served in the military in those areas. An example would be today we have in the electrical and plumbing code opportunity, we do have an opportunity for our servicemen coming home to count some of their time in service towards their journeyman licensing in plumbing and electrical service. The plumbers can count, and electricians can count for every 2 years of military service, 1 year of service towards their apprenticeship time, which would be 4 years. The bill would allow, it's permissive, it is not mandatory, would allow the other 36 licensing and certifying boards that we have in Chapter 36 in South Dakota's code to establish rules that would allow for military personnel to count time in service towards licensing or certification in their job category. The question may be, if we can already do this for plumbers and electricians, why do we need to have this law? Because there is nothing in code today that does allow this, although the plumbers and electricians are doing it. It seems that it would give an opportunity for those other trades and crafts or other certification and licensing boards to look at the code and see that they do have the opportunity to write rules that would allow for counting of military service time towards their licensing and certification. I think it would also give those veterans coming home the opportunity to go to those licensing boards and say that in the South Dakota Code, we do have the opportunity for you to write rules to give me credit for time served. We are going to offer an amendment. The amendment is before you, and I don't know, Mr. Chairman, if you'd like me to speak to that briefly or...
Please do.
What the amendment would do is state that these different agencies could promulgate these rules, but that the allowing of time served in the military would not substitute for taking the testing that is required in those professions. So, for example, if you are an electrician or a telecommunications person in the military and you come home and you want to become a journeyman, you may have time enough in grade to get that license, but you would still be required to take the journeyman's test in South Dakota. Another area that you hear a lot about is certified nurse assistants in nursing homes and places like that. This would give people who serve in the military in a capacity of a nurse's aide in many of our military hospitals or medical facilities the opportunity, again, to come home, not take the have to take the time, test the classroom time, but take their test. The other issue I think that comes before us is that we've heard quite a bit from the Department of Labor regarding the number of job openings that we're going to have in the next 8 years, some 50,000 jobs that we need to fill in South Dakota in the next 8 years. I think something like this will help expedite filling those jobs. It may actually even, as we see, the governor last year employed a manpower firm to find critical areas to bring of labor to bring those people into the state. This may give us an opportunity to say, if you've served time in the military, we'll give you credit for that when you come into our state to become licensed to do different things. So I think that we can fill a need there with this bill as well. Mr. Chairman, I will stand by for questions. There are some others in the room who would like to testify on behalf of this bill, so I will stand by for any questions.
Very good. Thank you, Representative Parsley. Further proponent testimony. Actually, Representative Parsley, I just want to clarify. It's been pointed out to me that perhaps the amendment you provided on page 1, it should start on page 1, line 4, and not line 1. So look at that briefly, and we'll have you come back and speak that to us on that. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1180.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Committee. Larry Zimmerman, Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of South Dakota. I came to speak on behalf of this bill as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. I provided Representative Parsley with many numbers of regular Army recruits in the last 2 years and in the Army National Guard, and there are literally hundreds of recruits coming into some of these fields, plumber, electrician, medic. And I just ask that those veterans be given that chance. There is a wide, wide gamut of experience that can come with a nomenclature, if you will, or a title of electrician, medic, or any of those things. So the companies, we're asking the commissions to help with the veterans on giving them some credit. We know when they go out to the companies that the experience they have, again, will be tested, and that'll be the teller. I use a prime example, and Representative Parsley, if I may use a conversation we had. His brother, for example, managed an electrical plant in Guam as an electrician in armed forces. I have a two-week school in Devil's Lake, North Dakota from about 15 years ago, haven't looked at a red or black or blue wire since, and have no experience. The opportunity for us to get some time off of a journeyman is there, and then the companies will decide through testing how much that is. I think it's very important, again, as the 50,000 jobs we're looking to bring into this state and add to this state, I think it's very important to let the veterans have that opportunity. And again, their qualifications will come with them and speak for them when they get there. The deployments can delay folks from careers, many other things in the facet of active duty and the Guard. And I just ask that you consider this bill, and I'm very excited about it to help the veterans. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Thank you, Secretary Zimmerman. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1180. Proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Gary Knudsen. I'm a registered lobbyist for the Veterans of Foreign Wars. We support this bill. We helped draft it. The VFW feels that this would be a great way for the people of South Dakota to thank the veterans that are returning and show them that we really do support them. And we all say we support the troops, but this would be a great bill to prove that. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1180. Proponent testimony. Seeing none, is there opponent testimony on House Bill 1180? Any opponent testimony? Seeing none, Representative Parsley, could you clarify that amendment? Is that, would line 4 be the more accurate?
Yes, I just received this right before we came in the room, and yes, line 4 would be the accurate line.
Okay, very good. At this point, we'll open the committee up to questions by members of the committee. Any questions? Well, smooth sailing for you, Representative Parsley. Seeing no questions, we'll open up to committee action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Gosch.
I would move the amendment 1100A with the only change that instead of page 1, line 1, make it page 1, line 4.
Second.
Moved by Gosch, second by Gibson to amend as outlined in this sheet, and by Representative Gosch. Any questions on the amendment? Any discussion on the amendment?
No, just that I think it's a good amendment. It sounds like it's something they worked out with various licensing boards to make sure the examination is still required.
Very good. Thank you, Representative Gosch. At this point, the motion on the table is motion to amend pursuant to 1180OA with the change noted by Representative Gosch. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. We are now to House Bill 1180 as amended. Representative Virgio.
I would move do pass for 1180 as amended.
Second.
Moved by Virgio, second by Hansen. Any discussion on that motion do pass? Representative Virgio.
I think it's an outstanding bill. As we all know, as the Secretary said, we have a lot of people returning now, and our guys are so much more highly trained in technical aspects because of the weaponry and the training they have to have in the services now. So I think this is very timely and necessary. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments by members of the committee? Representative Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And if I just may comment on the validity of this bill as well, I think I mentioned at other points in during this committee that I was served as president of the board of directors for our property owners association out in the Black Hills. And I had the opportunity to hire a returning veteran as our
manager for our water and sewer system because he had been trained in the U.S. military, and that was 5 years ago, and he's still working, and he's very, very accredited and certified, and his military training served him well in this position, and I think this will aid other veterans. So thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Further comments by members of the committee? Seeing none, the motion before us is do pass as amended on House Bill 1180. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Konzit.
Aye.
Gibson.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Killer.
Aye.
Munsterman.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Virtue.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Lust.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there are 13 ayes.
That motion, having received the required amount of votes, is passed. House Bill 1180 will go to the floor as amended. Next and last on our calendar is House Bill 1170, an act to repeal the requirement for a secondary election if the candidates for the United States Senate, United States House of Representatives, or governor do not receive a sufficient percentage of the votes cast during a primary election. Proponent testimony on House Bill 1170.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Welcome, former Representative Kirkaby.
Thank you. It's nice to be back here. I'm Senator Mark Kirkaby from Rapid City, bringing this bill for your consideration on behalf of the Secretary of State's office. The election bill, it's been 3 or 4 decades since this issue has ever been addressed in the great state of South Dakota. Currently, we are out of compliance with election laws to the federal government. The provision right now, it just is not applicable to what we do anymore. And I believe there's also a pending amendment that has been passed around, and we certainly do support that. And my other hat that I'm playing right now is the distinguished representative that is priming this in the House. I think he's having breakfast or something, so I'm not really sure where he is. But if I will defer any questions or comments to our Deputy Secretary of State. I can assure you she is full of wisdom and expertise on that. I would appreciate your favorable consideration, and if you would indulge me, I'm going to run across the hall and get back to Senate local governments.
Thank you, former Representative Kirkaby. I appreciate you coming.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Thank you for your indulgence this morning. I am Patricia Miller, the Deputy Secretary of State, and come to you in rise in favor of House Bill 1170. South Dakota state law is in violation with the Military and Overseas Voter Empowerment Act, or I will refer to it as the MOVE Act. The MOVE Act facilitates the voting process for military and overseas voters by requiring ballots to be transmitted no later than 45 days before an election for federal office. This means that all military and overseas voters must receive 45 days of absentee voting. The Act became effective for federal elections beginning with the November 2010 general election. Currently, South Dakota violates that law by allowing only 21 days for a runoff election instead of the federal government mandated 45 days. Just some examples. In the 2012 primary, which was held on June 5th, if there had been a congressional House runoff, by state law, that runoff election date would occur 21 days after the primary, or June 26th. This would be in direct violation of the MOVE Act, and as a result would bring legal action against South Dakota from the United States Department of Justice. This situation did arise in Georgia this last election. And like South Dakota, Georgia state law had a mandated 21-day period to hold a special election when a candidate fails to receive the majority of the vote. Georgia was sued by the Department of Justice because the election date did not allow for ample time for military and overseas voters to receive their ballots. Secretary of State Brian Kemp lost the lawsuit and was forced to keep absentee voting for military and overseas voters open for another 10 days after the runoff election. This led to the state of Georgia to make national news for attempting to disenfranchise military and overseas voters. To become compliant under the MOVE Act, South Dakota must amend South Dakota law allowing at least 45 days of absentee voting for military and overseas voters in a federal office runoff election. This mandate calls for the special election to take place 10 weeks after the primary election date. This will allow ample time for the election totals to become official, create the new runoff, and be able to send them to the voters. That concludes my testimony. If you have questions.
Thank you, Ms. Miller. We'll see if there are any other proponents, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other proponent testimony on House Bill 1170? Proponent testimony. Seeing none, is there opponent testimony on House Bill 1170? Opponent testimony. Seeing none, we'll open up to questions by members of the committee. Any questions by members of the committee? Ms. Miller, I do have some questions for you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, I want to make sure that I'm on the same page as you there. You mentioned the Military and Overseas Voters Act.
Yes.
And I don't know if this is your knowledge base or not, but I Representative Gosch and I, along with Representative Feinstein, are members of the Uniform Laws Commission, and there is a Uniform Laws product called the Uniform Military and Overseas Act, and I'm wondering if that you move up. Is that the act you're referring to, or are you referring to another federal act?
I'm referring to the MOVE Act, okay. Which is 1973FF-8A.
Okay. Okay, so that's a federal act.
Correct.
Okay. And do you know offhand, I know there's been discussion over the last couple of years that South Dakota look into adopting the Uniform Military and Overseas Voters Act. Do you know how the proposed change complies with that act offhand?
I don't, but I would ask Brandon Johnson, our senior elections coordinator, to come forward and
that'd be great.
Answer that.
Good morning, members of the committee. Brandon Johnson, senior elections coordinator for the Secretary of State's office. The MOVE Act is an amended version of the Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act of 1987. So there's there are two different acts. UMOVA is currently under review. We currently would like to adopt that, but it's entirely separate.
Very good. Thank you for that clarification. Further questions by members of the committee? Seeing none, thank both of you for testifying. We will open it up for comment and or action. Representative Wink.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move on 1170 FA a due pass on amendment. 1170 FA.
Second. Moved by Wing, second by Parsley. A discussion on that motion to amend, Representative Wink.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think Assistant Secretary of State Miller did a nice job of explaining why we needed to, and I think most of the members here in the committee probably understand what the situation is, and we need the change.
Very good. Further comment on the motion to amend? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion 1170 FA say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. That motion passes. We are now to the act as amended 1170 FA. Action or comment by members of the committee?
Chairman.
Representative Hansen.
Mr. Chairman, I would move due pass as amended.
Second.
Motion is due pass as amended by Representative Hansen. Discussion, Representative Hansen.
I would just echo what Representative Wink just said and also comments of the testifiers. I think they've made the case for the bill, and I would urge your support. Thanks.
further comments on the motion do pass. Seeing no further comments, the motion before the committee is do pass as amended on House Bill 1170. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Consett, Gibson, Gosch, Hansen, Hunhoff, Killer, Munsterman, Nostrup, Parsley, Virtue, Wink, Cronin, Lust. Mr. Chair, there are 13 ayes.
That motion, having received the required vote, is passed. House Bill 1170, as amended, will go to the House floor. Representative Hansen.
Mr. Chairman, I would move Title Amendment 1170 FTA.
Is there a second on that motion?
Second.
Seconded by Cronin. Moved by Representative Hansen. Title Amendment 1170 FTA. Discussion on that motion, Representative Hansen.
No, thank you, Mr. Chair.
No discussion. All those in favor of the motion to amend the title pursuant to 1170 FTA, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Title is amended. I do have two items, actually. I would note for the benefit of the public that the information that was provided to the committee regarding the bonding authority and the outstanding debt associated that was provided to all the members of the committee. Appreciate that information. And also I have a bill here from the governor's office that the State Affairs Committee requests to take this bill up and introduce it as a, on behalf of the committee, that the bill is titled An Act to Revise and Expand Certain Provisions Related to Organ and Tissue Donation. I would ask for a motion to take on that bill on behalf of the State Affairs Committee. Moved by Cronin, seconded by Gibson. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That bill will be added to our docket. Very well. That is the end of our agenda today. Thank you, State Affairs Committee. I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Gibson.